Chapter 6. Cole's clothes felt damp and stiff when he picked them up from where he'd left them on the shoreline. As he struggled to pull them on, he chuckled. He couldn't quit thinking about the Circle Justice meetings. He still remembered how surprised the group had been when he called his dad a liar. Every eye in the group had focused on his father, who turned red and stammered angrily. "We have devoted our lives to Cole. All you care about is you," Cole interrupted. "Look how you're dressed. Nobody else here is..." "That's not true," protested his father. He grabbed Cole's arm roughly, but then let go. He glared at Cole and pointed the feather in his face. "You control your mouth, son, or I'll..." "Or you'll what?" Cole taunted. "Beat me?" Cole's father jumped to his feet. "I don't beat you, and you know that." His face flushed red. "I've given you swats when you deserve them." The keeper stepped forward into the center of the circle and held up her hand, but Cole ignored her. "You're still lying," he shouted. "You're usually too drunk to know your own name." Cole knew these words guaranteed him a terrible beating the next time he was alone, but still he taunted his father with a smirk. He didn't plan on there being any next time. The first chance he had, he would run away. Again, the keeper held up her hand for order, but Cole's father raised his voice even louder. "I've given you every..." Nathaniel Blackwood reached up and pulled Cole's father forcefully back to his seat. The keeper stepped forward and held her hand out for the feather. "Please," she said firmly. The gentle calm had left her voice and face. Her chin was rigid. Embarrassed, Cole's father surrendered the feather. The keeper turned and spoke to the whole circle. "We must respect the feather. This symbolizes respect for others and respect for ourselves." As if handling a priceless gem, the keeper handed the feather carefully to Cole. "Now you may speak." Cole tried to be calm, but his voice shook and his face felt hot. "We aren't supposed to lie when we hold the feather, but my dad just lied. My parents don't have the time of day for me. I'm just in their way, especially since they split up. I bet my dad can't even tell you when my birthday is." Cole grabbed a deep breath to control himself. He turned to his mother and placed the feather in her lap. "Mom, tell them how Dad beats on me when he's drunk." Cole's mother dusted imaginary specks off her dress, then picked up the feather hesitantly. She opened her mouth to speak, but a quick glance at her husband brought a frightened look to her eyes. She quickly passed the feather on to Garvey without saying anything. Garvey held the feather and pursed his lips with a troubled stare.
"I don't know how life gets so mixed up," he began. "Some juvenile delinquents become our most successful citizens while others crowd our prisons. What's the difference?" He paused. "Cole has will and courage. But he also has ugly anger. So what do we do with him? Do any of us know what caused that anger? And what if those same events had happened to each of us? How would we have reacted?"
He paused for an uncomfortably long moment. A muted murmur rippled around the circle.
"Seriously," Garvey said, turning first to Peter, then to Cole. "I don't know how to heal emotional and physical damage. Scars run deep."
Garvey stared intently at Cole's father, who sat unflinchingly.
"I do know this. Cole isn't the only problem here tonight. He is only a symptom of a family and a community that is somehow broken down. If we can't find solutions, we all fail. We all share the guilt, and we all pay a terrible price."